Well, it's important to understand that the idea of a distinctive kind of religious Muslim identity is something that's come about relatively recently, I think, this sense of being Muslim. Historically, the idea of being Arab or being African or being from the Indian subcontinent was probably through the lens of race and colour that primary engagement with the Muslim world would have been through. So, in terms of sources, I mean, there's stage plays, there's archaeological evidence, there's writings of missionaries, for example, who've been out in the Muslim world. There are trading records, diaries. There's a very wide range of different sources, of course, visual imageries as well. So there's a wide range of material that we can look to. And I would say that the most comprehensive research about Britain's engagement with the Islamic world from about 1800 onwards has been through the work of Humayun Ansari at Royal Holloway in London, London University. So I think the sources are very diverse and we have to kind of piece it together. I think it's important to understand.